And we are back, and this is the more energetic, more fun, less old people segment of Worship Factory 99.5 KKLA.
I'll even say better looking, too.
I mean, I'm just throwing it out there. If you guys were sleeping before, I apologize. Time to wake up. Let's have some fun. Let's get to the college segment.
Coffee's here.
I had way too much. It's good to go. No more geriatrics. We're good.
Wow.
I know. And he throws it out there.
I'm being honest.
I'm walking home from now on. But we're actually keeping Shane Eidelman in studio because he's written a book exactly for us.
I think he has some things to say. Yeah.
Yeah, just a little bit.
I think.
During the break, well, we were on break, in case you guys didn't know that. That's why you were listening to commercials before we came back on. he was talking about success, which I find that very important to actually go into college level, because when kids go to college, we have that image of we want that shiny car. That's why we go to school is that success.
And the way the world sees it.
Well,
it's not even us. Sometimes it's our parents.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to do this.
You got to keep up with the Jones, honey.
Yeah, how are you going to make that money? You know, we're not going to provide for you forever.
Exactly.
So Shane.
Yeah. Back at it, Shane. What were you saying about how do you judge success? And I think it's important for the college kids to really know.
Yeah, I think it's important for all ages, because how you measure success really, to me, dictates how you control your life, what choices you make, your attitude, how you spend your money. It basically controls everything, because you have this image of success. I've got to be here. I've got to do this. I've got to accomplish that. The problem is the world's definition of success and God's are at polar opposites.
Yeah.
They're not even close. And a lot of young adults, if they're not in the Word of God, looking to what God's Word says is successful, they're being led in the wrong direction. I often say, you know, who's controlling you, Hollywood or the Holy Spirit? Mm-hmm. There's no middle ground there.
All right, so do you have any verses you could shoot out at us about success? I know godliness with contentment is great gain. That could be a measurement of success.
Yeah, there's a lot on knowing God's will, and directly related to God's will is that we're saved, that we make disciples, that we witness, that we worship Him, that we are obedient to His word. There's a lot of, but how you measure success, obviously, with finances and marriage relationships. You know, do you have the spouse you've always wanted in this house you've always wanted? How are you measuring success? I would spend a lot of time in Proverbs.
Yeah.
You know, spending the time in the and there's wisdom in age, by the way.
He slapped that back at you. Ouch.
Burn. Yeah. Pull it out. We might have to go to another break
wisdom
on KKLA 99.5. The wisdom.
Well, one of the many books that you've written is particularly towards our age group. What can you say about
What's the name of it?
That one is What Works for Young Adults.
Cool.
And the subtitle is Solid Choices in Unstable Times.
Yes.
And what we did is we approached a lot of ministries nationally and asked, what are the top questions on the minds of young adults today?
And
that's what the book consists of.
What are the top questions?
When it comes to religion or Christianity or in different things, I'm not saying Christianity is religion. I think it's relationship. It's not a religion. But a lot of people would think that. A lot of young adults, you know, why is that religion the right one? Or why is Jesus the only way? Is there really a hell? What is God's will for my life? And all these questions, we just sat back and we took the time scripturally to answer and to give young adults, because I think young adults are searching, they're hungry, they want the truth, mm-hmm. but they've seen so much lukewarmness in the church that they've lost that passion. And I was working on this book. I remember reading a story by Josh McDowell. He said the number one question he gets across the nation from young adults is, how can we live like Christ when we don't want the Christ that our parents have?
Ooh, ouch.
That's powerful.
Yeah,
I mean, for all the parents listening, that's a wake-up call. How can we live for Christ when we don't want the Christ we see, basically? Yes. So we addressed a lot of the tough topics, like truth. Yeah. There is absolute truth given by God to save man from himself.
Yeah, because I think a big problem that people our age have with the whole Christ thing is how we grew up and what we saw. You know, and what we've been raised with. And it's been a big turnoff for a lot of people.
Well, not only that, but we like to have fun. And I mean, I'll say it as it is. I mean, a lot of people my age feel that, whoa, we can't have fun if we're a Christian. I mean, I can't do this, I can't do that, which is true.
Rules.
I mean, technically, you really shouldn't do that. It doesn't mean you can't, but it means you really shouldn't do it.
Well, and because there's freedom and boundaries, though. I mean, God created us. He knows what's best for us. Mm-hmm. And there's a reason why his word.
And then you wonder why people our age are getting so out of control and why everybody our age is practically jaded, you know, from relationships because they've been approaching them the wrong way, mm-hmm. or lost because they've been going to college for whatever reason that their parents told them to. And, you know, you wonder why these people are so lost. It's because they don't have that description of what Christ really is and what Christ
is it really fun to not remember the night before and not know who you slept with and be depressed beyond anything you felt before, anxious, irritable, you have no direction in life? That's really fun? You know, so I think these guys, they're looking for outlets. And that is one image, you know, you can't, can't drink, can't do this, can't. But, you know, I often tell people, well, you can do whatever you want, but if you're getting into the Word of God and you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you're going to have different desires. You're not going to want those.
Right.
And as a former party, you're going to Vegas
Nailed
and Palm
it.
Springs and all the clubs. I know that lifestyle.
Yeah.
And that's not a very happy, glamorous lifestyle. It will destroy you. That's what sin does. The wages of sin is death.
Exactly. It does.
And we don't. A lot of young adults don't take sin seriously. We don't abhor sin like the Bible talks about. Mm-hmm. It's a fun little thing we like to play with, dabbling now and then. But the wages of sin is death. And that's what the destructive pattern. It's trying to destroy you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the truth.
Hey, you were saying in writing this book for the younger audience that you actually had young people come back to you and kind of help you edit it, and tell me about that process.
Yeah, that was interesting because I gave the manuscript to about 15 young adults, and then we met a couple months later for 3.5 hours, and they basically, I gave them permission to rip the book apart.
Wow.
And a lot of them had some great, you know, like, what did you mean here, and you need to elaborate here. A lot of they just had good ideas on, you know, I touched a little bit because it's a hot button now, this politics. You know, they don't care right now, but when they get 30 years old and they find out how it's infecting their children and, mm-hmm. and everything, they'll start to get really concerned.
Right.
So I was able to move that chapter around and bring in more things. So just opening myself up to constructive criticism and wanting to know what are they genuinely wanting to know. And what it always boiled down to was a relationship with Christ.
Mm.
A lot of kids who say they're Christians don't have a genuine relationship. They've never fully surrendered their life. They've never repented and turned from their sin. You talk, well, I've been a Christian all my life. Well, you can't be a Christian all your life. I mean, you come to a point where. So that's why I think one of the young adults, one of the big struggles is obviously they're seeing it not lived out. And I often tell them, don't look to man, look to Christ, because we will let you down.
That's
you
right.
Follow me around for a week? Watch me get upset in traffic or something.
Yeah.
I mean, follow Christ, not us.
Turn all green into like the big Hulk. He's a big guy. You guys can't see him. I could see him being all green like the Hulk. You are.
Well, I can see you eager for some fitness tips.
I am. I'm looking.
Know?
I'm thinking. I'm sizing him up. I walk in the room. I'm like, all right, where's a chair? If I have to hit this guy, where's a chair? I mean, I'm just saying, you know, in the case situation, the alpha male, you know, I'm not claiming it in this situation.
No, I think you found your new your football buddy.
This is Worship Factory, the more entertaining, fun, exposed segment. And without the fun-filled wisdom people on KKLA, you like that? 99.5.
Yeah.
Go to worshipfactory.net, you guys. Get connected. Send
out.
Us messages.
We like it.
Say what's up.
We like you guys.
We listen to you guys. You guys are way too crazy for us.
Tell us what you know what you don't like. You know, tell us what you want to hear.
Yes, that's true. Like, and no,
we're following in your footsteps.
We are.
Constructive criticism.
That's right.
Yeah, we're opening ourselves up.
And Monique cannot get any taller, so please, no jokes about her height or lack thereof.
Nice.
It's not very nice.
Nice.
We get them all the time. It's sad.
Okay, new subject.
Well, anyway, back to Shane. One thing that hit on me a little bit ago is you were talking about, you know, kids don't have that relationship, and it's very true. I mean, I was a Christian my whole life. I mean, I can, but then I moved out here in November, and since I moved out here, I got baptized, and now it's like now I'm starting to actually walk. And there's a huge difference between lukewarm. I mean, between lukewarm and actually stepping up and saying, "Okay, I'm gonna do this,"
and
I still struggle.
Listen.
Yeah, and I still struggle. And I think that back to listening. Perfect. College kids or the kids that say, "Oh, I don't want to be a Christian because it's no fun," because they know, obviously, that what they're doing is wrong, or else they wouldn't be afraid to be a Christian.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so if they're already questioning themselves, saying, if you guys are already questioning yourself, saying, oh, I don't want to be Christian because I don't want to do these things, obviously you know they're wrong. You already know they're wrong. So quit being a punk and just stop. That's what Carmen would say. Carmen Twilley, this is a quote for you. Quit being a punk. Quit being lukewarm. Step up to the plate and give it a taste. Don't knock it before you try it. You want that college try? Right. I challenge you to college
taste
try
and see that the
Christianity.
Lord is good.
Quit being a punk. Shane, thank you very much. If any last words you would have for our age group.
You know what? Other than with Christianity, not just trying it out, you know, it's, I agree, but it's also just fully surrender your life.
Yeah.
That's what a lot of people aren't doing. They're not fully surrendering. They're, Lord, I give you all. Show me. Because he'll see, if you seek me with all of your heart, you will find me. Mm-hmm. That's a promise in Scripture. Yeah. And a lot of people aren't doing that. And I would just encourage young adults to seek him with all of their heart, and all of this will fall into place.
That's awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much for
your
time. It was great. You and I, we're going to have some football talk after after this radio.
And we'll be sleeping,
that'd
Mario.
Be good.
Through all that
and
football
you guys
talk.
Will be sleeping. And this is
I'll be eating because I'm hungry right now.
Okay, so Shane, tell us your website again one more time before we go.
Oh, ShaneEidelman.com. And you can hear sermons there, video cast, books, everything.
Awesome.
And you can also go to worshipfactory.net and connect with them on there too if you'd like. Thanks, everybody. This is so much of an importance for the college kids, so we'd really like your guys' feedback. Really, I mean, if there's a subject or something that we can touch base on, please just email us and let us know, and we'll do it. We'll do the research for you. If there's any questions you have, ask us. We'll find the answers. We don't know them. We're too young to know them, but we'll find them. And it's been a blessing. So thanks, and you guys have a great week. Love you guys.